Welcome back. Really pleased to welcome back to the program Cynthia Sierra from Manatt Community Health Center to give us an update on what's been happening at Manatt and what will be happening in the new year. It's so great to see you, Cynthia. Thank you for coming.
You too. I'm really happy to be back. Thank you for having us, Joe.
It's our pleasure. And as I was saying before we went on this morning, it's an open door. So come over anytime.
Thank you for that hospitality.
Absolutely. Great to see you coming off the Quincy Christmas Parade as one of the co-Grand Marshals this year. Wow, what a treat.
That was great fun. Yeah. What an honor, and what an honor to be recognized with the City of Quincy and the public health staff. Fantastic for our staff, as important, fantastic for our volunteers that took to the float and took to the parade route, and just humbled. I mean, truly humbled and honored to be part of it in such a way. So thank you. It was fun. What a wonderful day.
What a wonderful day.
Yeah, great fun. We had great weather. And,
yeah, it was a nice day.
Yeah.
The mayor had just high praise for Manatt and really felt that he wanted to recognize Manatt's response to the pandemic. He realizes the value that having a community health center in the city has. A lot of communities don't have their own community health center. From day one of the pandemic, really, Manatt stepped up first with testing. That was before even vaccines were available, right? And then
Absolutely.
As soon as they were, you launched right into offering vaccines, and you haven't stopped 42,000 shots later.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. We're still vaccinating, and really pleased and proud to do it. I do have to say, Joe, yes, community health centers make such a difference, and communities need their community health centers, but it was the open arms of the City of Quincy and the other communities that we work within that allowed us to lean in and to truly be part of a pandemic response. And so it was a wonderful recipe, the partnership that we had before the pandemic. And grateful that it helped launch a further response. And to that end, yes, we started with testing, and it was shoulder to shoulder with the City of Quincy support and many partners. And it was last December, in fact, that the first shipment of vaccine arrived right here
so
in Quincy
ago,
for us.
But yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we vaccinated steadily throughout the winter and into the spring. And slowed a bit, as you can imagine, in the summer. And then October was really that opportunity and call to action with the ability to vaccinate more children and to continue that work of boosting folks, if you will. And so what a partner the city has been. We couldn't do what we've done in our response to the City of Quincy without them. Then the lifeblood, the wings behind the program truly are volunteers, our staff, and partnership with these amazing volunteers.
Are you finding that people are learning about Manatt for the first time because of the pandemic?
It's a great question, Joe. I think we would have to say, in fact, yes, for sure. Mm. But also, I think as important to us, Joe, they're also learning about primary care. Mm. Because at our core, what we do is primary care and making sure that there's no one that's left behind from that opportunity to engage in primary care. And along with that is disease management, it's preventative health services. Joe, it's also behavioral health care, mm-hmm. which is both mental health services and substance use services for patients of primary care. So we're so pleased that we've been able to welcome new patients and support more community residents through the pandemic. But truly, the primary care and being able to make sure that folks have access to it and they have prioritized that in their own lives. And if for some reason they've strayed away from that, Joe, and maybe the pandemic's been one of the reasons for that, this is an opportunity, and even here today, a visibility reminder mm-hmm. of how important it is to have a primary care provider in your life.
Yeah. So. Who can be a patient of Manatt who can receive services from Manatt? We should talk about that. Sometimes a misconception about what a community health center
absolutely
does.
Yeah. Yes. So Joe, we have our three locations in Quincy. We're actually in Hull, and we're in Taunton, and we opened in Attleboro this July, late July.
Still expanding. Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. And we will serve anyone that needs primary care, and our patients come from all walks of life, Joe. They come from over 38 different zip codes.
Really?
Yes, in this region, in the South Shore, Southeastern Mass. Mm. And to find more information about how to be a patient, you can go to our website, and our phone numbers are there, and our main number is 617-376-3000. Mm-hmm. Again, all walks of life, so all ages, all abilities, all languages, all races, all ethnicities, all disease states. We serve newborns all the way up to our most senior patient is, I believe, 105 years old, Joe.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you'll have wonderful care coming to Manatt, in locations that are welcoming and they're accessible, and with an amazing first-rate staff that are ready to serve.
And can you have private health insurance and still receive services from Manatt?
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions.
Okay. Well, and then I'm really glad to clarify and appreciative that you raised that, Joe. Yeah, so whether you carry a commercial card, one of our commercial payers, and you receive your health coverage through your employer, absolutely, we would love the opportunity to care for you. If you're on Medicare, if you're on Medicaid, it's agnostic, if you will. We're here to serve.
Yes.
Our emphasis, of course, is on making sure that those that are medically, socially vulnerable are not left behind.
Right.
And so there's no wrong door. And really pleased and proud to serve all patients that need our care, need our service. But for sure, a really proud partner of a health safety net to ensure that we're here for all.
We've seen throughout the pandemic so many healthcare workers either retiring or you know, moving on to different careers or suffering, I guess, from the stress of it all. Have you seen that at Manatt as well?
You raise a really important question and a really important focus, I think, Joe, of our time.
Yes.
And providers and staff as well, that perhaps they've chosen early retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a time that we have to certainly acknowledge that for all of us and for sure, I think what I call the healthcare heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are folks that are delivering the primary care, delivering the behavioral health care, but they're also, they're greeting the patients, they're taking the phone calls, they're helping to staff the testing clinics and the vaccine clinics. I think for us, what's truly, truly important is to make sure that we have those programs that are available to mentor our staff. We've brought in, as an example for us, what's worked is sort of mindfulness and meditation offerings for our staff.
Mm.
We very much encourage our staff, Joe, to take their vacation, to enjoy their vacation, spend time with their families and hobbies that they care about.
Yeah.
I also think for us, our volunteer movement, if you will, the most amazing assembly of volunteers, again, from all walks of life, have truly, truly stepped up and stepped in and shoulder to shoulder and partners with our staff and vaccination efforts and just such a wonderful representation of community in public health response.
Yeah.
And I just think that partnership alone for healthcare professionals, when that can happen, that amazing insurgence of volunteers coming forward to lend a hand. And Joe, retired nurses, as an example.
Are they coming back? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Retired providers, retired folks that have been part of leadership in the healthcare landscape for some time. Pandemic came and really reignited that care cause and passion for them.
Wow.
And Manatt's been able to be, if you will, a volunteer home.
Those are unsung heroes, the volunteers.
They
really are. They're
absolutely
doing it purely out of love and commitment
absolutely.
To their craft.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, they could not stay on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, they were responsive to the public health needs, the pandemic, but also those very sensitive issues mm-hmm. of wanting to provide some respite. And, oh gosh, Joe, I mean, just they truly, truly are quite exceptional. And there's such a story to tell. I think for us, the story is still being written and it's still in motion.
Yes, yeah.
With our pandemic and
yes.
with our volunteer response. But yeah, there's something magical about it, Joe, frankly.
Yeah. And
yes.
I'm sure in your professional career, this must be one of certainly the most challenging, but also the most rewarding times that you've had.
I would say,
yeah.
absolutely. Yeah, it's been humbling to be with an amazing team
yeah.
at the health center, amazing staff that have seen this pandemic through, new staff that have joined
really?
A community
okay.
health center in a pandemic,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to be witness to and part of this volunteer response. And so from Quincy to Hull to Taunton and Attleboro, just, yeah, a magnificent honor, frankly. Joe, it's a privilege. You know, it's a privilege mm-hmm. to come to work every day.
I remember when this first started, that was the word that you used, Cynthia, when you were able to start your vaccination
oh my goodness.
Clinics. You said it was a privilege to be able to vaccinate people.
Absolutely.
Why do you feel that way?
It is a privilege. It's a privilege to represent and to be among wonderful colleagues and community health centers,
yeah.
both here at Manatt, and then we're part of our wonderful statewide and national association. And it's an honor and it's a responsibility. Mm. And the public and the community, Joe, and our patients, whether they're new, they're existing, they've been with us for so many years, there's a trust that they're placing mm-hmm. in us, in our staff, in our organization, in our governance, to take care of them, to educate them, to serve them, and to be responsive to them. And I think that's where the privilege is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're still doing it. You're still testing. You're still vaccinating. Let's bring folks up to date on where those services stand right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And so as a companion to the work of primary care that's happening every day in behavioral health services, we've maintained a testing program for COVID-19 mm-hmm. and then vaccination services for COVID-19. And we've also done a significant work around flu, actually.
Oh, okay.
As important, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
This season, just influenza, right?
Yeah.
Important to keep us safe and yep. remind us of that. So in terms of COVID-19 testing specific to Quincy, mm-hmm. we offer that service traditionally Monday through Saturday mm-hmm. by appointment at our 110 West Squantum Street, North Quincy facility.
Okay.
We offer it sort of barrier-free. In partnership with the City of Quincy each Tuesday at 180 Old Colony.
Okay.
And results are usually back to consumers of the service within 24 up to 48 hours.
Okay.
So by appointment again in North Quincy, walk in between 1 and 4 at 180 Old Colony each Tuesday. Vaccination service, along with testing service, offered at most of our practice sites in the city of Quincy at 180 Old Colony. Thankful and appreciative to the mayor and the staff for the access to that building.
Right.
Because in healthcare and social services, of course, I think they would say the same. Space is one of our biggest challenges. And in a pandemic, you need to make sure that you have ample space.
Of course, yeah.
To keep safe. And so we offer vaccination clinics there on Tuesday evenings and also Thursdays afternoons into the evenings. So 5 to 7 on Tuesdays, 1 to 7 on Thursdays. Today we're offering 1 to 4 Fridays at 180 Old Colony, and then we'll be there Saturday morning for a Saturday session. And we're quite busy. Between last Friday, December 3rd, and last night, we were able to provide over 1,700 vaccinations. And so a combination of, Joe, adult vaccinations, boosters, mm-hmm. and then we vaccinated over 500 kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what makes our clinic unique, too, is that we do have all vaccine types available, and we're able to safely vaccinate children, adolescents, adults, and elders inside of these clinics. And And the Lifeblood, Joe, the best community health center staff you're going to find at Manet. Amazing in what they do, but also coupled with these exceptional volunteers.
Yeah. Just yesterday, we saw the Pfizer booster be made available to a younger team.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure you'll be seeing an influx
Absolutely.
Of those
yes.
as well. Yeah.
So FDA approved emergency use,
right.
and Dr. Walensky with the CDC. So so at Manet, we're waiting for that word from the State Department of Public Health. And similar to how we responded
I
with
see.
The pediatric Pfizer, once all approvals are granted, yes, we'll be there and will be available, and really grateful for the partnership with the state and the city, and if you will, our volunteer and our staff army that are able to help put those shots in the arms.
Do children need parental permission, Cynthia?
Excellent question, Joe. They do.
They do.
So you,
okay.
if you are under the age of 18,
yep.
we absolutely do require parental or caretaker consent.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Good question.
Bring your card with you, I'm
oh,
guessing,
yes,
so you
Joe.
Can be updated.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. yes. I'm thinking about our vaccine card volunteers, and they would want us to say that. It's so, so important that you bring that white square state vaccine, that vaccine card that you have with you, bring that to your session, yes.
Or if it's your first time getting vaccinated, you'll get one.
Absolutely,
right? Yeah.
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, wonderful. We will provide that for you.
Giving Tuesday was not too long ago, and I know Manet is a nonprofit, a 501c3 corporation. How did your fundraising goal make out?
We did well, Joe. Thank you for raising that. As important as our volunteers are, important too, the support, the philanthropic support from the community. Giving Tuesday, the committee would be so pleased to share.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Duggan, our development director, that we exceeded our goal for Giving Tuesday.
That's great.
And just so privileged to receive those arms, if you will, around the mission that are supporting us and propelling us forward.
Yeah, the goal was 10,000. You were over 11,000.
Absolutely,
so that was great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And Joe, I think it's important to say on the committee's behalf, our amazing volunteer philanthropy committee, that it's a gift in any size, Joe.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Absolutely, a gift in any size. We honor it.
There's a lot coming up, I know, in 2022 at Manet, but we'll have to wait until then to talk about it because we're out of time.
Oh, my goodness, Joe.
Okay. I told you it would go quickly.
We'll come back. We'll come back.
Please do.
Thank
Please
you.
Do. Happy, healthy holiday season.
Thank you for what you do.
You're very welcome. Thank you.